This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A six-vehicle crash that temporarily shut down eastbound I-70 yesterday began when a semi-truck's brakes caught fire. That's according to the Colorado State Patrol, which said the crash happened near Georgetown. Troopers stopped traffic to extinguish the flames, but a second semi-truck collided with the stopped vehicles while approaching on a downward slope. Three people were taken to the hospital after the crash, and a fourth sought medical attention on their own. Authorities have not provided details on their conditions. College students at the University of Northern Colorado will see tuition increases next school year. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brindine.
The UNC Board of Trustees approved the hikes to fill ever-growing budget gaps. Tuition for undergraduate students will increase 3%, for out-of-state undergraduates and grad students, 4%, and student fees at the Greeley Institution will also rise 4%. There is, however, help for students with the greatest financial need. Earlier this year, the school announced the UNC Tuition Promise, where eligible students receive up to 16 credits a semester free. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
Colorado's red flag law went into effect 5 years ago. It allows guns to be taken temporarily from people deemed a threat to themselves or others. However, in that time, two criteria have emerged as deciding factors for when it's used, especially in jurisdictions that are reluctant to invoke the law. Chris Konopke is a gun violence prevention researcher at the CU School of Medicine.
One of them was that the person was hallucinating in one way or another, either because of a psychiatric illness or from substance use or from dementia or something like that. But either way, if the person's perception of the world didn't really align with reality, then that was seen as a very high-level risk factor.
Konopke found the other key factor in deciding whether to use the red flag law was if someone had frequent interaction with law enforcement. This is CPR News in KRCC.